So, influencer? Influencer, it sounds like, doesn't it sound like a sickness? Like you need some NyQuil? I came down with a case of an influencer. They analyzed more than 50,000 reviews on its site to identify the most mentioned condiments, and both the number of reviews and overall ratings were taken into account. So we have the full list here from each state. Which condiment your fellow residents will be serving with dinner tonight? Find out which ones there are. Now, I have to say, I'm looking at Illinois, Dan. Is that a condiment?
Yeah, obviously, when we go through the list, you'll see there are things that, like, I guess it's a condiment. I wouldn't necessarily classify it, but it is in the same section as the other things that I do consider condiments. So,
yeah. Okay. I don't know, but we'll find out what you guys think. 312-981-7. Now, do you have a favorite condiment, Dan?
I am a mustard guy.
Yeah.
I love mustard.
Yeah.
I use mustard on pretty much every sandwich I eat, whether it's just regular yellow or honey mustard.
The fancy stuff.
Yeah, don't usually go fancy, but it's usually, you know, one of those two, usually honey mustard or yellow mustard.
And, you know, Barry Levinson is very happy right now.
Very much so.
You said that. I'm not talking about the director of Rain Man. I'm talking about Barry Levinson,
right,
the director of the Mustard Museum up in Wisconsin. Yeah, I'm trying to think what my favorite condiment would be. I think mustard is probably it for me. I like mayonnaise a lot. I'm a fan of mayonnaise. So, is cheese sauce considered a condiment?
I would consider it under the guidelines
of this list.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be interesting how we come up with our own definition by the end of this.
Yeah,
it's like, well, is it condiment something you put on a sandwich?
Right.
Or
is it more than that? Do we have a definition for the word? Topic? Can you look up the actual definition of the word condiment to see if there's like a Webster's? Vic, do you have a favorite condiment?
I was thinking, I think the condiment I use the most would probably be Frank's, Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Oh, the hot sauce, yeah.
Yeah, I use that quite a bit. Like Dan, I like mustard on my hot dogs. Other than that, I don't use them a lot, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So Merriam-Webster has a very short one. It's something used to enhance the flavor of food.
Oh, wow.
Wikipedia goes a little more in depth. It is a spice, sauce, or preparation that is added to food to impart a specific flavor, to enhance the flavor, or in some cultures, to complement the dish.
We're still being vague here, I guess. All right, well, let me tell everybody what Illinois. If you're wondering what our state right here, the most popular condiment in each state, according to this, Illinois, the most popular condiment is country crock. So, and that's not even butter. It's not even, I would have preferred it be butter, but it's country crock the first time I looked at that, I'm like, is country crock really country crock?
Peter picked.
Country crock. Sorry. that one we can't play on Friday. I can tell you right now that's not going to work out. Country crock. Is that really a condiment? I mean, I don't know. Vic, what do you think? You think country crock is a condiment?
I'm with you. First of all, I don't... Well, okay, maybe it's categorized as a condiment, but... Wow, I'm let down that's Illinois' favorite.
Oh, on top of I don't know if that's really a condiment or not, but the fact that country crock is the top choice in Illinois is really.
You know, I used to buy that stuff, but now that I'm with Jeannie, she keeps us on a healthy diet. I don't buy that anymore. I'm not saying it's unhealthy. It's just if we do use butter, we use real butter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, It's real butter or nothing for me,
right?
You know, because I'm Captain Dairy, as you know, I go through a gallon of milk in 5 days. So, yeah, and I've got milk and real butter in my fridge, as I always do. But yeah, country crock number one. That's a little disappointing. You think, Dan? What do you think? Like maybe because we're supposed to be like, you know, hot dogs are the big, you know, I mean, it's a Chicago thing, not necessarily. I mean, there's more to this state than just Chicago. I know I'm being, you know, selfish about that. But I would think mustard.
I would have guessed mustard.
That would have been my guess,
or
too.
Or ranch.
Or ranch dressing?
Yeah.
Yeah. But country crock. And why is it specifically country crock? There are a lot of margarines and fake butters out there.
Country crock. Country crock was very popular in Texas when I lived there. Very popular.
Yeah, no, I know it's popular. Wow. It's also, by the way, number one in Kansas. Country crock is number one in Kansas, the number one condiment in Kansas. And I'm looking, and when I'm looking at the rest of the list, and that's it. It's just us. It's us in Kansas for some reason. Of all the 50 states, Kansas and Illinois are the only two states that have chosen country crock as its favorite condiment or most popular condiment. So, all right. So people, a lot of people go with the country crock. I should ask my dad because, you know, my dad works with Jules and he bags groceries. I'm going to ask him if he bags a lot of country crock for some reason. That if that's people's choice instead of, you know, instead of going for the other margarines or fake butters, they always go with the country crock. It does come in the big, you know, it does come in the big plastic bowl that when it's empty, you can clean it out and use it again. You know, it's like you get a free piece of Tupperware out of the deal. You know, you can't say that about other containers, right? I mean, I've seen people use the country crock container. My parents have used the country crock container. My parents, though, they don't. My parents get they get real butter. My parents are real butter. But for some reason in the past, I guess we had the. I remember as a kid we had country crock in the house. And what was the margarine with? Oh man. Was it with Mother Nature? Was it Mother Nature? Yeah, Mother Nature was the spokesperson for
chiffon.
Yeah, chiffon. That was a margarine. It was popular in the. It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. Do you remember that commercial, Dan? No, you're too young, right?
I am unfamiliar.
Can you look it up on the YouTubes so we can play it? And I think it was an actress
who's been eating my porridge. Yeah.
Mother Nature, was this on the porridge?
Yes, lots of my delicious butter.
That's chiffon margarine, not butter.
Margarine? Oh, no. It's too sweet, too creamy.
Chiffon so delicious it fooled even you, Mother Nature.
Oh, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. If you think it's butter, but it's not. It's chiffon.
I'm trying to remember who the actress was because I think she, you know, the actress who played Mother Nature on those commercials, and there were a ton of them. And it always ended with her, like, summoning destruction on Earth because someone used margarine instead of butter. Like, every single commercial ended with her destroying something or, you know, whipping a tornado down on top of a town because, God forbid, somebody used margarine. But the actress who played Mother Nature, she's a very familiar face. I mean, everybody knew her as Mother Nature, but she did other stuff.
Dena Dietrich.
Dena Dietrich? Does she have an IMDb?
Let's see here. She was on Emergency, Murphy Brown, NYPD Blues, The Golden Girls, Life Goes On, Friends and Lovers.
She's basically one of those character actresses that shows up everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. But she's best known as Mother Nature. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Now I will kill you with hail. If you think it's... I totally forgot about that jingle. If you think it's butter, but it's not, it's chiffon. Oh, those commercials were everywhere, Dan. They were on every 5 minutes. Because you had all kinds of spokespeople back then, man. Because you had Mother Nature killing people because they used margarine. Well, that's it. I'm going to kill you. You'll be struck down with lightning because, God forbid, you used chiffon. And then there was Mr. Whipple screaming, squeezing Charmin. And then there was, who was the waitress who would stick your hand in the palm olive? Rosie? Rosie, because she was played by Nancy, oh man. Jeez, my brain is just gone. But Rosie was a waitress.
Nancy Walker?
Nancy Walker, yes. Nancy Walker. And it was palm olive, right? Or no, Bounty. She was Bounty. The quicker picker up.
She was the quicker
right.
Bounty.
Who was like, you're soaking in it now? There was, I can't remember. See, you're too young, Dan. You don't remember. You won't remember any of this stuff. The people out there are probably old enough to remember. It was for Palmolive dishwashing liquid. Okay, and the idea was somebody. It was a woman was in a beauty shop and she was getting her nails done or something, and they were talking about how they want to keep their, you know, their hands. They want to keep their, you know, their skin soft and stuff. And it's terrible to wash dishes. Palmolive's terrible to wash dishes. It's really bad for your hands. And then she's like, but you should try Palmolive. It's soft on your hands. It won't harm your skin. And they're like, well, I don't. Oh, you have it?
Came from a rummage sale, Madge.
Yeah, I was wondering where you got these hands.
Oh, it's dishwashing. What'll I try?
Everything. And use Palmolive dishwashing liquid. It softens your hands while you do the dishes. You're soaking in it.
In dishwashing liquid?
Well, it's Palmolive.
Mild?
More than mild. Makes loads of suds at last. And no kidding, Palmolive softens hands while you do the dishes.
Madge, Palmolive's as good as gold.
I better get these to Fort Knox.
Madge. Now, can you look up Madge, who played Madge? So Madge, you know...
Somebody texted in Eve Arden.
Oh, it's Eve Arden. Of course it's Eve Arden. Yes. So Eve Arden played Madge. And Eve Arden, you know, been in 9,000 things. People would probably, let's see, you know, the first thing that popped into my head, she was on TV shows all over the place, but she was in Armis Brooks, and she was in Grease. People would remember her from the movie Grease. But she played Madge. And I remember those commercials because their fingertips, the girl's fingertips, would be in the bowl full of Palmolive, and they'd freak out when Madge says, "You're soaking in it." What? Dishwashing liquid? What? And then Mother Nature came in and killed them all. They should have done some crossover commercials with some of these people, like, busting in on their commercials. all right, we got a break. So... I don't know how we got onto that topic because we're talking about the most popular condiments in each state, but then Madge and Mr. Whipple and Rosie came up, and of course Mother Nature. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about more popular condiments. And for you guys, 312-981-7200, talk or text. What's your favorite condiment? Which one? What condiment do you use regularly? That you use all the time? That you love? Would best definitely be your favorite. And if it's country crock, God bless you. I don't know. I don't get it. 312-981-7200. More after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, Captain Whammo. And that's 312-981-7200. One artist, three songs. Let's see. Squat, that's his third in his Triple Play. Frankie Valli, Swearing to God. Man, I totally forgot about that song. Welcome back, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell at 5. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right. We were talking about the most popular condiments in each state. And then we got a little sidetracked. On some of the the characters that would be on these commercials, and we made a mistake. Jan Miner was Madge. Jan Miner played Madge, so I don't know. So, and Madge, of course, fooled all the women in the beauty parlor into thinking that they were soaking in something that was, you know, something else. But then it turned out to be Palmolive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number on WGN. Here's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, Nick? I believe the guy that does the narration that's talking to Mother Nature in a chiffon commercial.
It's Mason Adams.
I believe it. Huh?
It's Mason Adams.
Yeah, he's the guy that did he did the voiceover for American Eats, which used to be on the History Channel, which is kind of cool. They talk about different foods and that they eat in certain states and stuff like that, or they might talk about certain, like, you know, different kinds of pizzas or popcorn or stuff like that. But he right. also was in the movie FX. He was
in FX. He was on Lou Grant. Mason Adams, you could hear Mason Adams' voice on like 5 million things. Like, he did voiceover because he had a very distinctive voice. Very, very distinctive voice, Mason Adams. And he's on a million commercials and a million... he does voice. He used to do voiceovers all over the place. But yeah, he was also an actor. He did a lot of work back in the day. But yeah, Mason Adams, he's the guy that's saying, hey, Mother Nature, you're an idiot. That's Chiffon. And then she kills him as well with lightning. All right, Harold, thanks, man. 312-981-7200. Dan, do you remember the voice? Do you know the voice of Mason Adams?
I do. Once I heard
it. Once you heard it.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's a real distinctive voice. Mason Adams had a real distinctive voice. But sure. He also, on top of doing all those voiceovers and having that really cool voice for commercials and whatever, the guy had a very successful career in front of the camera as an actor. Been in a ton of stuff. So, good old Mason Adams. Well, I think one of the most iconic sounding voiceover dudes, because you recognize that voice immediately. So, yeah. All right, Harold, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about the most popular condiment in each state. And for some weird reason, Illinois and Kansas chose Country Crock as their favorite condiment or their most popular condiment. And we're the only two states in the country that chose Country Crock, which I think is a crock. Hold on a minute now. Wait a second.
All right.
That really wasn't worth a rim shot, was it, Dan? That really, truly wasn't.
Hey, you know, it's right there.
It is. It's right next to me. Right, I got the buttons are right next to me. I could just press them, and, you know. But yeah, Country Crock. And the question is it a condiment? And then the other question is why? Why Country Crock and not like mustard or something like that? 312-981-7200. It also gets me to the question to you guys out there. What's your favorite condiment? What's your go-to condiment? Is there something that you put on everything you eat? Like, is there a condiment? Like, you know, a lot of people like Vic use the hot sauce, Frank's red hot sauce. A lot of people love Tabasco and put Tabasco on everything. Do you guys out there have any in one of those go-tos that you put on everything? 312-981-7200. All right, here's the rest of the country here. Alabama, Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. That's not surprising for Alabama. See, now that makes sense, and that's a condiment. that's an actual condiment. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is an actual condiment. And it makes sense that it's the number one condiment, most popular condiment in Alabama. I'm still a little bit confused by the whole Country Crock. In Alaska, it's Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil. Now again, is that a condiment? I mean, do you just put the coconut oil on top of something? Because don't you cook with coconut oil? And then again, we did look up the definition of condiment, and I guess, you know, according to a couple of definitions, I guess Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil would be. I just find that weird, Dan. Alaska would choose Nature's, and very specifically, Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil.
Right.
It's a little strange to me. I don't know. A couple of texts have just come in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. We're talking about the most popular condiment in each state, and if you have a go-to condiment that you put on everything. Trucker Rich says, I know it's not considered a condiment, most people, but to me, the best condiment is bacon. Bacon on everything. We have a similar story that we were just talking about. McDonald's is going nuts with their bacon, right? They're putting bacon on fries now and bacon on a Big Mac, bacon on a quarter pounder.
Yep.
People love bacon, man. What's not to love? 773 area code says, does Jardiniere qualify as a condiment? Yes, I think so. Wouldn't you say, Jardiniere?
I would say that one is, yeah.
That's, now, see, how is that not in Illinois? Again, you know what I'm saying? Again, I'm just thinking Chicago. I guess I'm not thinking about the rest of the state. Clearly, I'm not thinking about the rest of the state. But Jardiniere would be way high on the list in Chicago.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the influencer's site, and it seems to be more posh stuff in general. It's a lot of reviews of...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it's, okay. It's not the common man's kind of...
Right, so the Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil. All right. Let's see. 608 area code says, I like mayo, mustard, and Frank's Red Hot. No ketchup. It's gross. 608 area code says, country crock? No, mustard. And butter is a staple, not a condiment. Okay. And let's see. 872 area code says, Cholula hot sauce is my favorite. People love the hot sauce, man. I know people who put hot sauce, who put Tabasco, hot sauce, everything. Everything. I like Tabasco on eggs, like scrambled eggs, or even sunny side up or over easy eggs. 773 area code says, Irish butter is the best. All right. Let's take a quick phone call. Here's Donna on WGN. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I like bacon jam.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. Bacon jam, good stuff.
You can use it to enhance gravies. You can use it to make your scrambled eggs even scramblier. It's just a delightful little condiment.
I agree. I totally agree with you. I love bacon jam. I love bacon jam. And there's a great recipe that I have in one of my cookbooks at home to make bacon jam.
Does it have the brown sugar and the balsamic vinegar?
Yes, it does.
Excellent.
Yes, it does. All right, Donna, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great
Bye-bye.
Morning. Bacon jam. See, now that's a condiment. All right. Let's take a break here, and we'll come back and talk more condiment stuff here. We love talking about food, and we'll talk about more condiments that are most popular in other states. And while you guys enjoy a big spoonful of country crock.
That's such a great song.
That's a fly jam right there. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. Michael in Iowa sent us some, requested some Diana Ross. That's Ain't No Mountain High Enough. How you doing, everybody? I'm Nick DiGilio. I'm your overnight dude here every weekday morning, 1 to 5 a.m. And we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, keeping you company all morning long here on the overnights. We are in downtown Chicago, 18 beautiful stories above downtown Chicago. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are talking about condiments. Do you have a condiment that you go to? Do you have to put it on everything? And we're also talking about the most popular condiment in each state. And shockingly, country crock, according to this, is the most popular condiment in Illinois. And again, I find that weird. So, let's get back to it. In Alaska, we said Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil. In Arizona, oh, here you go. Here you go, Vic. In Arizona, it's Frank's Red Hot Original Cayenne Pepper Sauce.
Arizona. They know what they're doing there.
Yeah. That's popular all over the place, though.
Yeah.
Frank's. Now, do you like Tabasco or do you prefer Frank's?
I always used Tabasco before I found Frank's.
Oh, and then now it's all Frank's.
Yeah, I prefer it.
Yeah, okay. Now, do you like Sriracha?
Yes, I do like that. I have a bottle of that in my fridge as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jeannie bought, I didn't even know, Tabasco, I think of that little tiny bottle.
Yeah.
Jeannie found a huge bottle the size of a Frank's hot sauce.
Yeah, no, they've got the okay. big sizes, but I used to always have the small when I had Tabasco. I don't have Tabasco in my fridge right now, but if I did, you don't have to put Tabasco in a fridge though, but I
Oh, so yeah, that's right.
I do. But, you know. But yeah, they do have the big bottle. In Arkansas, it's Hidden Valley Ranch dressing. Now, I guess that is a condiment, right?
Whoa.
But it's also a salad dressing.
That's one of my guilty pleasures. I love that stuff.
Oh, man, come on. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Jeannie told me to put it in a little ramekin, and then you stick the lettuce with your fork, and then you dip your lettuce into the ramekin.
Mm.
No, that's not
how it works. I pour it all over. yeah. Let's see. California is sriracha, chili sauce. People love that stuff, man. I mean, I know people who just have gone nuts over sriracha. Sriracha chili sauce. You know, they used to keep bottles of that. You know, when we were over at the Trib Tower, Dan, you remember that when we were over there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were there for a little while at the Trib Tower.
Just a few years.
WGN was over there for a little while. And they had, what was the name of the diner? Johnny's Al Capone's Village?
Yeah.
Al's, Big Al's Food Hut. Well, the cafeteria on the first floor of the Tribune building, which we had a back door entrance to that we could get into from GN, which I always thought was cool.
That was very cool.
Yeah. Big Arnold Palmer's house. big, because it was like
we also had a backdoor entrance to our own Palmer's house. We'd go golfing
and get ourselves some lemonade and iced tea.
Yep.
The I can't remember, but it was like, you know, the
Art Bilko's House of Eats.
Art Bilko's House of Eats. Now, but the guy, the logo dude, looks like Al Capone, right?
Yes.
He's a gangster. He's got a cigar and a hat and the whole thing.
Yes.
Well, anyway, what's his name? Art Bilko's Hut?
House of Eats.
House of Eats. Art Bilko's House of Eats. Did you ever eat there, Vic, when we were over the trip?
I just learned that we had a back entrance.
You didn't know that we could get in?
I did not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was right by, what was it?
Well, were you with us when we were on the first floor?
Oh,
like,
no.
Fully on the first floor?
No. Okay.
That's why.
No, yeah. There was a back entrance from the seventh floor. It's a chute. It's a chute. You can just drop right down into the kitchen at Art Bunko's House of Nuts.
That would be acceptable to me. You know, I've only got a few minutes in between newscasts. Maybe we can get one installed here.
Get one installed here and go 18 stories down from here.
Or let maybe put a pole, behind the desk.
An 18-story pole.
Fireman Vic.
No, but the it's closed now. We have a place in the lobby of 303 Wacker here. What's it called? Breakfast Village? Cook up some toast?
There's a lot of places to get food within, you know, because you got the Pedway beneath the building.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying in this building, in the lobby, there's a place.
I've heard it's good. I don't know the name.
Yeah, no, people, I've talked to people, too, but it's called, like, Breakfast Village or something, or let's cook a muffin or something.
That sounds legit.
Something like that. But anyway, my point was that at Art Bilko's House of Fun, they used to have sriracha on every table. Did you know that, Vic?
No.
They had sriracha on every table.
As it should be.
Yeah.
That is good stuff.
Yeah.
Bake for me is the...
Oh, that's it. Bake. I was close.
You were very close.
I was close. Bake for me. That's the name of the breakfast place down here in... well, they do more than breakfast. They do breakfast and lunch and stuff. But they're not open when we're here. So, that's not as creative as Art Bilko's House of Fun.
Or Let's Bake a Muffin.
Let's Bake a Muffin. Can you bake me a muffin? Can you bake me a muffin? I need to be the owner. I need to name restaurants. That's what I think people need me to do.
What would you call a burger joint?
A burger joint?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a burger. Enjoy.
Okay.
We'd have lines out the door. Are you kidding me? But you know, Dan, I'm always good with titles I can't remember.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, I always just make it up. I don't know if I can't think of the name of it.
The girl with the bow and arrow who's hungry.
Oh, yeah, right. The girl with the bow and arrow who's hungry. That was the...
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Oh, the smart guy with a mop. That's my favorite one. Smart guy with a mop, which is Good Will Hunting. What's that movie with the smart guy with a mop? I'm such an idiot. I swear to God, I am the biggest idiot. All right, here's Jill on WGN. Hi, Jill.
I'm still laughing about it. Cook me a muffin. Sorry.
Well, I'm glad you're laughing. I couldn't remember that. I knew bake. I believe I had remembered the word bake was in the name of the place. So
what I was thinking of is Russell's Barbecue Sauce.
Oh, Russell's. Oh, man. Can you get that in stores, or do you have to go to Russell's to get it?
I think Jewel sells it, but I know that you can get it from the Russell's itself.
Now, see,
it's still better in the small, like the little small cartons that they used to sell. Now they used to come with your food. Now they have like a squeeze bottle at each table.
Yeah. Well, first of all, for people who might not know, Jill, Russell's. Oh my God, that place has been there forever. Yep. Been there for, and it's on Thatcher, right? Am I nuts or?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in Elmwood Park.
Elmwood Park on Thatcher. Dan, have you ever gone to Russell's Barbecue?
I have not.
Vic, have you ever been to Russell's Barbecue?
No, but I just Googled the bottle. I have seen that in stores.
Oh, my God. You got to go. You have to go. Jill, I mean, it's indescribable, really, because if you don't, I mean, I grew up going to that place, man. We went there all the time. And the barbecue sauce is different than sort of it's a vinegar-based barbecue sauce, and it's thinner.
Yeah.
It's thinner. It's not quite as thick as the sweet-based barbecue sauces that you get. But the pork there, the beef, everything is just amazing.
And, you know, you could just use it in your crock pot. You just dump a bottle in on your ribs. Oh, it's awesome.
It's the best. It's the best.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Jill, thank you.
Sure.
Okay, bye. Yeah, Russell's. Dan, you gotta get out there. I'm telling you.
It's
legendary. It's legendary. I don't know how long it's been there. I mean... I went there when I was a little kid, so it's got to be there at least 50 years, at least 50 years. Because I'm 53, and I remember going there as a little kid, going to Russell's. It was a staple with my family, with my parents and my cousins and my aunt. We used to go there. Oh, my God, we used to go there all the time. Whenever we would go to the Mercury Theater, which was at North and Harlem, it's not there anymore, obviously, but the Mercury Theater, it was a movie theater. Whenever we went there, we would always go to Russell's. And the sandwiches are amazing, and it's like you know what you do? You wait in line, Dan, you go up, you order, and then you walk over, you got a number, and then they give you the tray with the food on it, and then it's near Thatcher Woods right there, so it's like very woody inside, like the tables are made of wood, they're like benches, and it's a very woody atmosphere, and they've got like an area where you can go out, and it's almost like a side porch, it's glass, so you can see outside. You can also eat outside. I'm telling you, the barbecue is amazing. It's unbelievable, and the sauce is so good.
Founded in 1930.
Wow. 1930. Been there since 1930, Russell's. So you can get the barbecue. The sauce is great, too. If you can't get to Russell's, at least get a bottle of their sauce at the Jewel's.
And this is in, where is it again?
It's in Elmwood Park.
Okay.
On Thatcher off of North Avenue.
1621 North Thatcher.
Yeah.
Anything that's been around that long has to be good.
Oh, you got to go, Vic. I swear to you, you will not be disappointed. I'm not kidding. I haven't been there in a very long time. It's been a few years since I've gone.
I will.
But it was a staple. I remember the last time I was there. Last time I was there, man, it was about, geez, it was 10 years ago. That was the last time I was there, was 10 years ago, because when Heather and I were getting married, we were looking for churches, you know, to get married in, and I can't remember what the church is over there right off of, I think it's on, it might be on North Avenue, big Catholic church on North Avenue, and we went there to talk about the possibility of getting married there and to be interviewed by the people running the church. And then afterwards, we went to Russell's because it was like blocks away. But that was the last time I was there, and that was about 10 years ago. 9 years ago. So, oh, man. Russell's. Now, man. See, now, Vic, now I want Russell's. I'm hungry.
I don't know why we talk about food on this ship. We're all starving now.
I know. And everybody, you know, everybody who's trying to sleep is like, oh, man, now I got to go to the fridge.
Yeah. Just wait till the 3:30 news. You'll hear my stomach growl. I guarantee it.
No, but try to get out there, Vic. Really, seriously, try to get out there.
I absolutely will.
It's legendary. Legendary. So, all right. 312-981-7200. 773 area code. We're talking about condiments, everybody. Jardiniere is a good condiment, not only for Italian beef, but it's also good on pizza, hot dogs, and hamburgers. 773 ketchup. Oh boy, somebody enjoys ketchup. 414 area codes. I'm embarrassed to say it, but Thousand Island dressing. I love Thousand Island dressing, and I'm not. I don't live in the 70s. Do people still get Thousand Island dressing? Is that a thing? And French? Does anybody ever get French dressing anymore? Because those were like your choices when you would go to a restaurant. This is like pre-ranch. You'd have like Italian or vinegar and oil. You'd have French and Thousand Island. Those were like your basic choices for your dressing. The Thousand Island dressing, of course, is very similar. It's what they put on a Big Mac, essentially. Essentially, it's a Thousand Island dressing. Mark the Breadman says, I don't like ketchup, so my go-to condiment on everything is barbecue sauce, especially Sweet Baby Ray's. 608 area code says, in Wisconsin, it's got to be ranch dressing. Well, let's see. No, it's Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, which is, of course, not that far removed. I'm not surprised that a mayonnaise-based product is popular in Wisconsin. That's not, I didn't think it would be something light. But yeah, it's Hellman's Real Mayonnaise in Wisconsin. That's their number one condiment. 331 area code says, I put habanero peppers on everything. Those are hot, man. 630 area code says, Sweet Baby Ray's honey mustard. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. You ever try that one, Dan? Sweet Baby Ray's honey mustard?
I want to say I did once, but I wasn't in control of the amount, so I couldn't really taste it.
It's good, man. You'd like it, especially being the mustard guy that you are. And then 231 area code says, what about A1 steak sauce? I like A1 steak sauce. I do. But if you got a good steak, you don't need steak sauce. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? If you got it's not a great piece of meat, maybe a little steak sauce would be good on that. But if if you're going to Gibson's, if you're going to Ruth's Chris or one of those places, don't put steak sauce on your steak.
Or ketchup.
Oh God. Don't even get me started on that. Oh, I told you, one of my friends made a fantastic steak for a buddy of mine, doused it in ketchup, and it was just this beautiful. I'm like, are you an idiot? Ketchup on a beautiful steak? Throw it in the garbage. Just toss it in the street. Yeah. You put ketchup on a steak, Mother Nature should come in and just strike you down with hail and lightning. It's as if you've used chiffon. It's as bad as using chiffon. All right. Why don't we take a break here, and we'll get back to the condiment talk here, which seems to be very popular, by the way. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. Triple Play Thursday continues. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. That's one artist, three songs. 312-981-7200. Michael in Iowa requesting some Diana Ross, Do You Know Where You're Going To?, which is also the theme from Mahogany, a film that she was in. Good morning, everyone. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about the most popular condiment in each state, and we've opened it up to also your favorite condiments that you have to put on everything. And 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to join in. Let's see. Colorado is also Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil. I don't even think I've ever seen that product.
I know coconut oil is the new hot thing for cooking now.
Yeah, no, I know that. I realize that, but I just didn't know that this Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil was the thing. In Connecticut, Nutella. Now, again, is Nutella a condiment? I guess it is, right? Would that make peanut butter a condiment as well? Because I kind of think Nutella and peanut butter are basically the same kind of thing, same kind of product. I guess you can put Nutella on anything. So, yeah, it's true, because I was just thinking sandwiches, because people have Nutella sandwiches. But they sell those little, they sell those little snack things with the sticks and the Nutella next to it, so you can dip the stick into the Nutella. So I guess that's a condiment. Delaware, French's classic yellow mustard. Now, see, that should be Chicago right there. You know what? Dan, if Ohio isn't Bertman's mustard, ballpark mustard, then I don't buy it. I'm going to see what Ohio is. Ohio. Oh no. do you know what Ohio is?
I don't.
Wait a minute. It's even crazier. Are you ready? It's not Bertman's, because the best mustard ever in the history of the planet comes out of Cleveland, and it's Bertman's ballpark mustard. It's the best mustard ever. You can order it online, by the way, at mustardmuseum.com, and you should, because it is truly the best mustard of all time. But for in Ohio, Dan, it's Country Crock Calcium Plus Vitamin D. So they go for the even healthier version of Country Crock in Ohio. I have to tell my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo, about that. She's from Ohio, by the way, right outside of Cleveland. Country Crock Calcium Plus Vitamin D. I'll call Dana tomorrow, and I'll be like, hey, do you have any in your fridge right now? Do you have any Country Crock Calcium Plus Vitamin D? Then I won't get off the phone for an hour and a half. All right. Let's see. Where were we? Florida. French's Crunchy Toppers Crispy Jalapenos. Well, that's pretty cool. I guess that's a condiment, right? I guess. Well, this the definition for condiment is pretty wide here. It covers way too much ground, I think. But French's Crunchy Toppers Crispy Jalapenos, that's number one in Florida. Georgia. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, again, not a surprise. Hawaii, Nature's Way, extra virgin coconut oil. This is, I wonder how many states this thing is in. I mean, I just find this very weird. And Hawaii. What would you think Hawaii, though? Wouldn't there be more? I mean, is there something stereotypical that would be part of Hawaii? I don't know.
Yeah.
Idaho, Hidden Valley, Dips Mix Original Ranch. Dips Mix? Is that the powdered stuff? That's probably what it is, right? It's the powdered stuff where you need the buttermilk. That's probably what it is. The Hidden Valley Dips Mix Original Ranch. I wonder if people prefer that because it tastes better than the already pre-made bottle of ranch. So we already did Illinois, which is country crock. Indiana has Bertolli Alfredo and aged Parmesan cheese sauce. Now, see, that's a topping right there. It's a condiment right there. Good for you folks in Indiana. You don't care about the time change, and you eat Bertolli Alfredo and aged Parmesan cheese sauce. Iowa, Hidden Valley Ranch, Original Ranch Dressing Buttermilk Edition. Kansas, as we already said, country crock that shares with us. Kentucky, French's Crunchy Toppers Crispy Jalapenos, once again, sharing that with Florida. Louisiana, Sweet Baby Ray's Barbecue Sauce. I think the South is already said. I think the South has been spoken for, and I think the South belongs to Sweet Baby Ray's. I think we've discovered that. In Maine, oh, Dan, you ready for this? In Maine, Marshmallow Fluff is the number one condiment in Maine. Maryland, it's Frank's Red Hot Original Cayenne Pepper Sauce. So, all right, we got more here, and a ton of texts came in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're talking about the most popular condiment in each state and what condiments you go nuts over that you have to put on everything. 312-981-7200. And also, is country crock really a condiment? And especially country crock calcium plus vitamin D. It is in Ohio. All right. News is next. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. It's a Thursday morning. Triple Play Thursday continues. Yeah, man, Captain Whammo. And that's one artist, three songs. 312-981-7200. Michael in Iowa with Diana Ross. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. All right. We're back. And we have been talking about the most popular condiments in each state. And for some weird reason, country crock is number one in Illinois. And then we opened it up to what is your go-to condiment? Which ones do you love? Which ones do you have to put on everything? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got some texts that came in. We'd love to hear from you. Lake Geneva Dan says, remember the Tabasco commercial where the guy put it on his pizza, the mosquito bit him, and then exploded seconds later? I love that commercial. I love that commercial. The guy's sitting there, and I like the guy in the commercial. He was one of those, he had a great mug. You know what I mean? Like, he had a great face. And, like, he was enjoying watching the mosquito, because the mosquito's on it. I think it's on his leg. I think it's his leg. And he's just watching the mosquito sucking the blood out of his leg, and then pop, and it just piles on the Tabasco sauce in his next bite. And then, boom, the thing. I love that commercial. I think that's actually one of my favorite food commercials ever. They should bring that one back. Hey, Dan, speaking of commercials, have you seen that Geico is actually doing this contest where you can vote on the classic Geico commercials?
I have, yeah.
And then they bring in some of them back.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other day, I saw the caveman on the moving sidewalk airport one.
Right.
Which is hilarious. I totally forgot about that one. And of course, they brought Hump Day back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to win.
Probably.
I think if people are voting for the classic Geico commercials, that's what. Now, have you seen them? Because I don't know what ad company does those commercials, what agency does them, but they consistently funny.
Right.
Like, the Geico commercials are really clever and really funny all the time. The latest one, though, my favorite new Geico commercial, have you seen the one where the walrus is playing goalie in a hockey game?
No.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. There's a giant walrus in the net playing goalie. And as a reward, after he like makes a bunch of saves, as a reward, the coach throws a fish to him from the bench into his mouth to feed him. It's really fun. It's really, really funny. I also like the gossiping marmots from, or is it marmots? Yeah, the gossiping marmots in The Office. Have you seen that one?
I have seen that one. Yeah,
that's a funny one too. So anyway, but yeah, that commercial with that Tabasco commercial is a classic with the exploding mosquito. It's a classic. 708 area code says the Catholic Church on North Avenue was St. Vincent Ferrer. Yeah, that's it. That's it. We ended up not getting married there, though. 630 area code says back in the 80s. You know where Heather and I got married, Dan? Were you there? You were at the reception.
Yes, I did go to both, yes.
Oh, you did? Because right by, we were at the church. I can't remember the name of the church now. The church on the corner of right by Belmont and Sheffield.
Right.
Near Belmont and Sheffield, right there in Wrigleyville. That's where we got married. Cool church. Let's see. 630 area code says, back in the 80s when I finally got my driver's license, I would drive from Fullerton in California all the way to Russell's to get some of their ribs and then go back home. That's what I'm saying. You live at Fullerton in California and you're going to go out to Thatcher Woods to get some ribs. That's clearly it's good. Paul in Waukesha says, the best honey mustard is from McDonald's. I wish I could get it at the store. Yeah, the honey mustard that you dip your little nuggets in? That's good. Yeah, actually, the honey mustard at McDonald's is really good. Now, do you eat chicken McNuggets, Dan?
I have a four-year-old, so yes.
Do you opt for the honey mustard?
She likes barbecue sauce. She likes barbecue. Go for the barbecue sauce, yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah, because barbecue sauce is on a four-year-old's palate.
Yeah.
That's much better than the honey.
Nah, I got to try the honey mustard now, though.
It's good. It's real good. It's real good. 773 area code says 78 red ketchup is the best on the market. It's sold at select Jewels and Target. What restaurant? I went to a restaurant that had it on the table. That had 78 red ketchup. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, that's the ketchup that they... Hey, you know what? I think it's the greatest restaurant on the planet. That they bring that out when you order something that you know, that could use ketchup. That's the ketchup, I believe, that George has the greatest from the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. I believe they use 78 red ketchup. 847 area code says Tabasco makes their own ketchup. They do? Wow. All right. Canadian Bill says, do you remember when Hidden Valley came in a package and you had to mix it with sour cream to make the ranch dressing? That was when I was younger, that was the only way you could get that. They didn't have the bottled ranch dressing. It was in the 60s because they couldn't bottle it or it would go bad. Eventually, Hidden Valley was sold to Clorox and they fixed the problem. All right. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, when I was a little kid, they never had bottled ranch dressing. He's right. Canadian Bill is absolutely right. It was all the packaged powder that you would have to mix either with buttermilk or with sour cream or something. That was the only way that you could get ranch dressing. Sue said, Grey Poupon, and no, I'm not joking. Grey Poupon is good. All right. Where'd we leave off? I think we're at Massachusetts. Massachusetts, of course, is Nutella. In Michigan, the number one condiment is Bertolli Alfredo and aged Parmesan cheese sauce. So Michigan and Indiana both have Bertolli Alfredo and aged Parmesan cheese sauce. See, that's why you got to like our neighbors, because that's pretty good. Minnesota, Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil again. I'm most confused about that one, I got to say. Mississippi, French's Crunchy Toppers Crispy Jalapenos. Missouri, French's Classic Yellow Mustard. Montana, Skippy Super Chunky Peanut Butter. Well, I answered that question is answered now earlier if I said peanut butter was a... But they go, first of all, the brand has to be Skippy and it's got to be super chunky. Nebraska, Sriracha Chili Sauce. Nevada, Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. I would think, I don't know why I would think, for Nevada, I would think like a hot sauce. I don't know why the first thing that popped into my head would be for Nevada would be a hot sauce. New Hampshire, wishbone balsamic Italian vinaigrette. Ooh, fancy. Well, it is New Hampshire. Yeah, old wishbone balsamic Italian vinaigrette. New Jersey, Bertolli vodka sauce. Yeah! Of course, Jersey. New Mexico, McCormick garlic salt. See, it's all over the map, this stuff. New York, it's Nutella. North Carolina, Frank's Red Hot Original Cayenne Pepper Sauce. North Dakota. Oh, listen to how specific this one is, Dan. People in North Dakota. Hellman's Carefully Crafted Dressing and Sandwich Spread.
Carefully crafted. Not only the title, but the mayonnaise spread.
Hellman's Carefully Crafted Dressing and Sandwich Spread. You know, by the time you ask if it's available, the store's going to close. By the time you get the name of the product out of your mouth. Here's Dave on WGN. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Nick. Hey. When I was a kid growing up in the 60s and 70s, we always had Plaquemines mustard in the house.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Sure. Shaped like a yellow. It was like a yellow barrel.
Yeah. Yellow squeeze bottle.
Right.
And how about A1 steak sauce? Yep. I like that on my hamburgers.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Sure.
Yeah. Plaquemines is a classic yellow mustard. Yellow plastic bottle shaped like a barrel. Because, you know, when you want mustard, you want it to come from a barrel. That's what you know, you don't want to play around. What about Heinz 57? We were talking about steak sauces. A1, and Heinz 57 obviously has a completely different taste than A1. Hey, Dan, you remember the commercial where it's an A1 commercial where the guy, and it's this guy who's been in, he's been in a bunch of movies. I can't remember his name, but he was in The Howling. I remember that specifically because I remember when I saw The Howling, I was like, hey, the A1 steak sauce guy is turning into a werewolf. That's what I remember. It's like, oh, that's the A1 steak sauce guy. He's turning into a werewolf. I can't remember the actor's name, but Dan, the gist of the commercial was like, this guy was like, he's got a hamburger in front of him, and he's like, you know, hamburger isn't ground ham. It's ground steak. So you can use A1 steak sauce on it. And it was like one of those commercials where it's like, it's okay to use A1 steak sauce on a hamburger, not just necessarily on steak. In fact, it's better on a hamburger, quite frankly, especially if the steak is a good piece of meat. But yeah, it was like, it's not ground ham. It's ground steak. So it was like the commercial was the guy who turned into a werewolf in The Howling telling you that it was okay to put A1 steak sauce on your burger. That was the commercial. But
girls, what's the giggling about?
Lisa thinks it's silly to put A1 steak sauce on your hamburger.
Silly? My dear ladies, what's hamburger? Chopped ham?
No.
It's chopped steak. And what's better on steak than A1? A1 makes hamburgers taste like steak burgers. Try it.
Incredible.
You said it.
Its herbs and spices make hamburgers juicy and really tasty, like steak burgers.
What's the giggling now?
Lisa thinks you're cute.
A1 makes hamburgers taste like steak burgers.
Wait a minute. That kid thinks that guy's cute? What? Wait a minute. What? Seriously? That kid's got the weirdest taste in men, because Dan, you saw the guy. You saw what the guy looks like.
I would not have gone that route. That was just definitely a surprise.
Thinks he's cute. The dude from The Howling who turns into a werewolf is cute? How old's the kid? She's like seven.
They are teenagers.
Teenagers think the dude from The Howling who turns into a werewolf and sells A1 steak sauce is cute? Man, I have hope then. I'll tell you. That's ridiculous. That is so ridiculous. If everybody listening at home, if you could actually see the dude, you'd be like, what the hell just happened in this commercial? Right, Dan? It took a turn like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
It did. Yes, it
did. Jeez. All right, let's take a break here. We got some weather. We'll come back and we'll wrap up the condiment conversation. If you have a you want to jump in here, it's 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio And it is Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday! 312-981-7200. And that 773 area code requesting Ace of Cups with The Well. Welcome back, everybody. We've been talking about the most popular condiments for each state and your favorite condiments and what's your go-to, and you put everything, you put it on everything. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on a Thursday morning. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran coming up at 6. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right. Let's get back to some of this, the condiment talk here. And where were we? We were at, Ohio, which is Country Crock Calcium Plus Vitamin D. Oklahoma, Hidden Valley Original Ranch Dressing Buttermilk. Oregon, Nature's Way Extra Virgin Coconut Oil. Pennsylvania, Heinz Ketchup. Rhode Island, Bragg Organic Apple Cider Vinegar. Okay. That's a specific brand. Bragg, I've never heard of that before. B-R-A-G-G. Here's Jonathan on WGN. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Hey.
I noticed a difference in Chicago between the north side and south side regarding hot sauce. When I recently went to Ann Sather's, I had to ask for hot sauce to put on my eggs. On the south side, anytime you go to a breakfast restaurant, there's always hot sauce on the table. In fact, they've got that little holder that holds your salt, your pepper, your ketchup, your sugar, and there's a slot for the hot sauce.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily just a south side thing, Jonathan, because I'm a born and bred north sider, and I've been to restaurants on the north side where they have the the hot sauce on the table.
I guess Ann Sather's is a little too fancy for that.
Yeah, well, they think you're going to put it on a cinnamon roll, so that's why they said just don't. I think hot sauce should be on a regular. If you're going to a diner, I think hot sauce should be on the table for sure. No question about it. It's a very popular. Hey, Jonathan, thanks, buddy.
Okay,
take care. And hot sauce is good on eggs, man. It is tasty. South Carolina, French's Crunchy Toppers Crispy Jalapeno. South Dakota, Jif Peanut Butter. Wonder why they chose Jif. You know why? Because I bet South Dakota's full of choosy mothers. That's why. A lot of choosy mothers, I think, live in South Dakota. Tennessee, French's Classic Yellow Mustard. And Texas, Frank's Red Hot Chili Sauce. Let's see. The Utah Hidden Valley Ranch Cucumber Ranch Dressing. Ooh! Utah going cucumber on us. Vermont Skippy Creamy Peanut Butter. Virginia Nutella. Washington Sriracha. West Virginia Hidden Valley, the Original Ranch Dressing Buttermilk. Wisconsin, as we mentioned, is Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. And then finally, Wyoming is Skippy Super Chunky Peanut Butter. So there you go. Enjoy your country crock, everybody. Doesn't that just seem lame? You know, they got a lot of these states have very cool condiments and at least, you know, really nice products. And we've got country crock. Lisa says three things. I visited the Mustard Museum and it's awesome. Number two, I put Hellman's mayonnaise on everything. And number three, I remember a few years ago, salsa outsold ketchup for the first time. Yeah, there's a bit in an episode of Seinfeld where they talk about how salsa is the number one condiment in the world. 312 area code says, my life changed a couple of years ago when an Italian friend of mine showed me I could put jardiniera on my spaghetti with meat sauce. Ooh. All right. Let's see, here's Dave on WGN. Hi, Dave.
Hey, this is Dave from Brazil.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing? Doing it? Man, good show.
Thank you.
I thought I got a burger recipe, but it's you can put any condiment on it, but there's a pre thing you got to do for it, a pre condiment.
Uh huh.
Right before the burger's done, especially like a plain burger, a poor burger with only ketchup, mustard, or something, you put some pickle juice right before it's done in the pan and sear it.
Oh, that sounds good.
It gives it a wang.
That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds real good. That's a good idea.
Yeah, then you put anything else that you want on it after it's done.
Yeah.
Cheese, whatever.
That sounds good. All right, Dave. Thanks, man.
All right, Nick, just another recipe. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy, take care. There's Dave giving us a little idea. You know, at the end of your at the end of cooking a burger, sear it in some pickle juice. That sounds good. Here's Ron on WGN. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how you doing there, Nick?
All right, buddy.
Well, I just wanted to put my two cents in. I mean, I'm from Ohio,
and we're breaking up. Ron's breaking up. Maybe we can get a different. But Ron, I think, wanted to talk about a specific barbecue sauce, but he was breaking up. We were losing him. Let's see. Let's get back to the texts here. Mark says Thousand Island is the greatest, especially on tuna and cheese sandwiches with lettuce. Yeah, that sounds good. I enjoy Thousand Island. 708 area code. My favorite is Famous Dave's Sweet and Zesty. Hey, Famous Dave went to my high school. Famous Dave went to Luther North. We went up on the Wall of Fame together when they put up the Wall of Fame at Luther North the first year that they did the Wall of Fame. Famous Dave was up there with me and a bunch of other people. Jay says brown mustard. Yeah, sure. You know, now listen, that Burtman's ballpark mustard from Cleveland that I was talking about earlier, that's a brown mustard. I'm telling you, it's the best. 320 area code says I live in Minnesota now and work as a server. The blue cheese obsession here is weird. Blue cheese itself or blue cheese dressing, I wonder. Probably blue cheese dressing. 630 area code says you can buy Burtman's mustard at, what is this? Heinen's in Barrington. All right, it's worth the drive. If you don't live in Barrington, you want the best mustard ever, it's worth the drive. 304 and 708 area code says Arby's horsey sauce. They used to sell it in the jar. Now I have to ask for extra to take it home. Yeah, Arby's horsey sauce is good. And Arby's regular sauce is good. Arby's sauce is good. And then 815 area code says, I seriously don't know anyone who uses Country Crock. They should separate the Chicago area from the rest of the state because French's mustard would run away with it. There you go. That's the way we close out this topic. I don't know anyone who uses Country Crock. Dan, do you know anyone who uses Country Crock? Do you use Country Crock?
I do not. I have never used Country Crock. I do have to squeeze this one in because, you know, 708, the best honey mustard sauce, and this is true, is at Baker Square.
What? Do you know what kind it is?
I don't, but it's delicious.
Okay.
We order the chicken tenders just for that.
Just for the honey mustard sauce at Baker Square.
A couple more quick texts. Marconi, Jardiner. Yeah. This is a favorite. Nikki's Restaurant and Cicero is the best ketchup. Dollar General still has packets of Hidden Valley. Whatever.
Well, you can get Hidden Valley everywhere. You can get the packets of Hidden Valley at the Jewels. They still have it.
And we have a listener in the Philippines. Oh. And they make it's called UFC Ketchup, and he loves it.
And it's catsup?
It is catsup.
Ketchup? Catsup. Ketchup? Catsup. That's my Mr. Burns, by the way. It's when he goes grocery shopping for the first time ever. Ketchup, catsup. All right. We're going to take a break here on WGN. The news is coming up.